thank God for the 3A. Every year around this time, we're looking forward to league play, looking forward to the games mattering. And every year, it's a little anticlimactic. A lot of results that we expect. It seems that way again this year, except for on the lower level, where it is just all heck breaking loose every week. We never know what's going to happen. Some upsets this week. Democracy Prep beats Del Sol on Saturday, I believe. On Friday night, Pahrump Valley clobbers Cheyenne. We feel pretty good with Moapa on top, but beyond that, we don't know what to make of the 3A. I'm Case Kiefer along with Ray Brewer, and I think that was the standout of week six, was it, Brewer? I think the 3A, just more craziness.
Yeah, there's a theory that I've had and that I've used and that you may or may not agree with. Well, I think you do. I think we're on the same page with Pahrump and the travel to there and Pahrump and the travel to Vegas to play teams. And unless Cheyenne didn't have half of its team and we didn't know about it, they learned about the difficulties of going to Pahrump to play, because not only did Pahrump win, they won convincingly. We had Cheyenne, each of us in the picks, winning a closely contested game. Pahrump really handed it to them, and credit to them. The 3A is going to be absolutely a great race, and I am so confused because Del Sol was scoring in bunches, and you know they'd scored like 100 and some points the last 2 weeks, and then they go and they lose they only score 7 points and they lose the Democracy Prep, who had scored like 24 points in 4 games after they beat Coronado in week one. So I've no clue what's going on. I know Western's not that good, and I know Rancho's not that good. Other than that, I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, I hitched myself to Democracy Prep on our first podcast kind of out of nowhere, and it has been a wild ride ever since. They beat Coronado week one, and I'm like, okay, we got action here. Maybe this team can make some noise. Then they do nothing, and it's like, okay, this is going to be take a little while for a school with no field that's going up. And then they beat Del Sol, who last week, you and I were both in agreement, looked like the team right behind Cheyenne that can make some noise. So not much you can make of it. The Pahrump thing, 38-12 final score. We both had Cheyenne by 2. Instead, it was Pahrump by 26. Casey Flannery and Nico Velasquez, both with over 100 yards rushing. So Cheyenne takes a step back. Pahrump takes a step forward. I'm just like you. I don't know what to make of all this.
Yeah, it's, I mean, thank God that it's been a crazy year, man. We started a week early. They had games in the middle of August, right?
Right, so it's actually week 7. Perennially, always 1 week off, not week 6. Week 7 was last week.
Yeah, and with the fights, right, there's been 2 fights, so teams have been suspended for games. So there's teams with huge gaps, like Liberty, for example, who got a 2-game suspension for its role in the fight with Desert Pines, right? Mm-hmm. So they had 2 games, and then they played IMG Academy. Well, that game was a running clock, right? So you kind of only got a half a game there. Then Liberty got a 1-week break, and they played Desert Pines, right? Forfeit, fight, and then they get a bye, a suspended game, so they're off 2 weeks. There's just no, right? Here we are, Liberty's going to be taking the field at home against Green Valley on the 11th or whatever, right, or the 12th, and they have minimal reps, right? So it's still going to be that first game rust. So this is just a weird season where, you know, we saw Basic not have a home game until whatever, because of fights, obviously, but so I don't know if – I think there's some teams who we know who they are. They're not going to change. They're far down the road. They're either going to be good, bad, or indifferent. There's other teams who we may not know enough about yet, and it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out.
Yeah, you're right. And just, you know, the stretch now, and like Basics played like 3 games, I feel like. Other teams have played double that many. It is – wild in that regard. Otherwise, other than the 3A, though, week 7 goes pretty much as anticipated. I think we probably picked every game on the upper level, right? There were some good ones. Mojave Edge's El Dorado 16-14, and your Chaparral Cowboys almost knock off Green Valley, ultimately fall 14-8.
Yeah, very proud of Chaparral. It's a team that I think should have stayed in 3A, but they got put up to the 4A, and Coach Castro from Green Valley was very honest in his assessment. He said that, listen, Chaparral's got some athletes, some kids that could do some special things, and they put up a great game. So we thought they were going to lose, even possibly by the running clock, but they kept it close. So shout out to Shap, and shout out to the kicker from Mojave who hit the game winner, get the Rattlers over Eldo. Juarez is the kicker. I forgot his first name, but it's on
Andrew Juarez. Andrew 32-yard field goal.
No time
as time
left.
Expired. Very impressive for Mojave. That was a game we knew would be good.
And they gave up the lead with 4 minutes to go, and they were able to get a stop, a turnover, and get into field goal range with help of a penalty.
Right, so that was your game of the week. Very impressive there. Chaparral now, though, I mean, if they play this well and they can pull an upset somewhere, all of a sudden they're looking at playoffs, though. Because
I told you that they would beat Liberty, didn't I?
Yeah, the Liberty forfeits, so Chap has one win. I believe Coronado's still in that. Coronado and Chaparral are kind of positioned to be the 5-6 there, but, I mean, they came close against Green Valley. What's to say they can't play well again?
I was with Morocco on Friday. I did a story on Kenny Noblad. So it was like Morocco, Preston Goroff, who's like the athletic administrator, the former Del Sol coach, and the principal. And I'm like, who all three were former high school football coaches. And I told Morocco, I'm like, yeah, I told you my Cowboys would come in and get one off you. And was that a bad joke, do you think? Okay.
Maybe it was someone you didn't know that well. I feel like you've known all those guys for years
and
years.
Okay, so it wasn't a poor taste.
I wouldn't think so. Why? Okay. Was it received poorly?
I thought two-thirds of the group maybe received it okay, and maybe one-third didn't. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it was in poor taste.
I doubt they. I think they probably let that one roll off.
Okay.
Well, I think you're in the clear.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay.
Any other results stand out to you looking over them right now?
Well, Faith got at Centennial pretty good. I thought that might have been a trap game with Arborview on the horizon this week in the game of all games, right?
Big game this weekend, Faith Lutheran and Arborview. So big that we've been calling for it for about 3 weeks when it's not going to happen. I think we had an outdated schedule, but you're right. Faith Lutheran, 36-7. We saw the Crusaders, you know, take some hits in the non-conference. They are playing those national games. We said it was going to make them better, and so far it certainly looks like it. Sagan Gronauer was excellent against Centennial, and more importantly, the defense just didn't really let the Bulldogs do anything.
Yeah, that was an interesting game. Bishop Gorman handled Silverado effortlessly. They finally rushed. They had multi-100-plus yard rushers after not having one against the non-league opponents. So interesting to see how that plays out later in the season when they play a Liberty or an Arborview. But it looks like now in the Southwest League, which, of course, has a lot of like-minded teams, they're going to beat up on the Clarks and the Spring Valleys of the world and continue their dominant since 08. And that's kind of the good of the good last week. It wasn't the best week that we've seen. Was, you know, pretty pedestrian, but we've got some big games this week. One of your favorites, Case, Battle for Boulder Highway. The
Basic Wolf. Actually playing. Seems like they never play a game. And Foothill undefeated.
Yeah, Foothill, the only undefeated team in Southern Nevada.
How about that?
Shout out to Coach Redman, his DC, Coach Talich. We love those guys.
We should have made more mention of that at the time, but I think like the final undefeated teams were like Foothill, Desert Oasis, and Desert Pines or something like that.
Yeah, well, that
not what you would have.
Well.
Not what you would have expected. That was a close game, actually. Desert Oasis beats Boulder City in a game I think we might have been a little conflicted on last week, 21-12. I think, though, this week all Basic Foothill we're excited for, we've been talking about. I've been on the Foothill train all year. You've been on the Basic train. But I still think everything this week is...
Have you read my picks yet?
I have not.
I had such a hard time with this game because I've been basic, 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 basic. And Foothill was bad when they last played.
Oh, no, I could tell by the way you're talking. Oh, my. You mocked me at the beginning of the year for saying Foothill was better than Basic. Mocked me.
I give the
people, you are not allowed on this bandwagon.
I give the people what they want. Listen.
The Foothill coaching staff doesn't want you on this bandwagon. Remember, it's my okay. favorite, I think we bring this up once a year, but my favorite quote I ever heard from a coach was one year when you were just bad-mouthing Foothill. I think you didn't pick them to make the playoffs that year, and Coach Redmond, shout out, called you up and said, they are so angry they're eating red meat over there. Yeah, no, they're going to eat red meat again with you trying to get on this bandwagon after all these years.
Del Sol had, like, the Christian Marshall guy, and I was like...
I think this was the same year.
Yeah, he's the Keplinger kid's a poor man Christian Marshall or whatever.
All right, so not to spoil it, but yeah, Brewer might be off the Basic train. What I was getting at, though, is as good of a game as that is, I still think everything is kind of fighting for second billing this week compared to Faith Lutheran hosting Arborview. Big time game in the Northwest. Both teams look great last week. As we already mentioned, Faith Lutheran blows out Centennial. But Arborview, I mean, didn't mess around at all with Cimarron. I think they were up 28-0 in the first quarter or something like that. Eventually run off to a 56-14 win. So before we get to the picks, I think we should just spend a little bit extra time with this game. Break it down for me. Arborview at Faith Lutheran. What do we need to look for?
Well, if you remember last year, Faith Lutheran led at the half against Arborview. Arborview had something like six possessions, scoring four of the six possessions, had red zone turnovers on the other two. So they were able to move the ball, but Faith executed his game plan. It was the game Elijah Cody hurt his collarbone in the end zone. They were able to sling the ball around and – both teams have great players. It's going to come down to, can Arborview run its offense, its rush game against the front four and the linebackers from Faith Lutheran? And I think they can.
Faith Lutheran, among those linebackers, is Ma Agueoteote, right? The Rising Star Award winner from the last Sun Standout Awards. So, yeah, I don't know. I've seen the Arborview Centennial game I was at. Arborview's offense sputtered a little bit. So I'll say, as good as Arborview's offense has looked at times, we've seen some moments where they haven't been on top of their game. So I don't think it's just a thing you can write in stone that they're going to be able to march up and down the field on Faith Lutheran. I think you can make a case that this is going to be a close game.
Yeah, to me, this if I'm Arborview, this reminds me of one of those games against the California opponents where you're going to have to come out ready to go. Faith could sling the ball around with the best of them in town, Sagan Groer, the quarterback, and Faith has to be feeling confident. They've won two games convincingly. They have the backbone of that great out-of-state schedule where they played some opponents that prepared them for this. And listen, don't look too far into this game, but the winner arguably wins the Northwest, right? Which puts them in the driver's seat to reach the state game.
Yeah, I haven't seen Faith Lutheran, so hard to speak with a lot of authority, but it certainly seems like they're the more balanced offense. Like you said, Gronauer's throwing the ball well, but also Marcos Canales ran for more than 100 yards for the Crusaders. It seems like they do a little bit of both, and you could actually convince me, just based on what I've seen, it's like I said, I've seen Arborview's offense not be at its best. You could convince me that Faith Lutheran has an offensive advantage here, but I still would say for me, Arborview's defense is a level above Faith Lutheran's. I know Faith Lutheran might have some higher recruited kids, but this Arborview defense just has playmakers at every spot. I think they're going to make it a little bit tough on Faith Lutheran to move the ball. So I think if you're looking for a difference, I'm kind of leaning at Arborview's defense being the difference here.
Yeah, and if they could pressure the quarterback.
Which they're great at.
Mm-hmm. Because you've seen them in person.
Yeah, good defensive backs, consistent pressure. Solid tackling. You're not going to get a lot of broken tackles against them. I think their defense is just so consistent that it's hard to pick against them.
Yeah, the one thing I do appreciate about this game, forget the X's and O's, but it's highly anticipated. There's going to be a great crowd. Game of the week, no question about it. This is one of these games, when the schedule came out, you were like, oh, God, this should be fun. Why isn't this the last game of league play?
Yeah, makes sense. Well, we can't save them all for last, and we'll have fun with that one this week. Just touching on a few of the other big games on the schedule. Vegas and Canyon Springs stands out. Palo and Cimarron, maybe. Shadow Ridge Centennial. There's some decent games this week.
Yeah, that Shadow Centennial game is basically a playoff eliminator, assuming that the Northwest is Faith, Arbor, Palo, and whomever, right?
You could, yeah, certainly. This seems like this is an elimination match.
And Vegas Canyon's always a fun game.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of hit its peak, what, 4 or 5 years ago when both teams were still, not in the absolute elite of town, but right in that next group. You got to think Canyon's a little bit of a favorite here, but Vegas, I think, has been better than we expected so far this season.
Yeah, Vegas, who I'm always high on and who has a lot of younger players, they haven't gotten blown out. They're in the neighborhood of games, and Canyon is a team who we're still trying to find out about because they didn't play last week with the Desert Pines forfeit.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts, or are we on to the picks?
Pick away, bud.
All right, well, we just mentioned the game. That's one we're going to start with. Vegas at Canyon Springs.
Yeah, TV game Thursday night at Canyon. I just think Canyon's got a few more pieces. I'm going with the Pioneers.
Yeah, Xavier DeLong, Javion Pugh. We know they have some playmakers. I think they have one too many for the Wildcats. Give me the Pioneers. I don't think we're going to disagree on the sides, but I think we're going to disagree with how this game goes. You know, just talking it through, I feel like this game is a closer match than people realize. Arbor View at Faith Lutheran.
Yeah, this is one that, as I mentioned earlier, I've been looking forward to for quite some time. I was at the game last year, and you got a ton of talent on both sides of the ball. Two teams that are well coached. Barnson and Fox have a tremendous amount of respect for each other. And knowing that Arbor View has built its dynasty by running the football, I just think that they're going to power through Faith Lutheran. I think they win this one by, convincingly, nearly 20 points.
Maybe I'm just colored by seeing Arbor View on an off night, but I know it was an off night. I just don't see them winning this game by 21 points. That's what you have. That's a lot to me. I can't pick against Arbor View. Like I said, they have so many guys on defense. I feel like Faith Lutheran's going to have some turnovers. I feel like Arbor View gets a couple of interceptions off of Gronauer, maybe based on pressure more than anything. I think Arbor View sneaks this one out, but I think it's going to be a game in the fourth quarter.
Whoa. Sounds like you'd like to lose $5 to a friend.
Are we even this year, I think? I think we've only made two. I know I lost the first one.
I don't even remember the second one. I'll take it in singles. hit up that vending machine.
Okay, so what's the line here?
Ooh, that's a good question. The game's at Faith.
Yeah.
Faith is hot.
You have it by 21, though. This is what usually happens. You have a game by 21, you're going to be like, 10 points. You don't get 11-point middle.
Well, Case, this is entertainment. These picks are entertainment.
I'm
it's
just
for
saying.
Effect.
Yeah,
it's
but not I'm not going to make a bad purchase.
It's not a factual. It's not like you're analyzing lines from Green Valley Ranch.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to make a bad play. Okay. What do you say, Arbor View minus 16.5?
Come on, don't. You say this thinking that I'm dumb.
No, like I don't. You have it by 21. I'm giving you 4.5 better points.
Yeah, but this game was like a 3-point game last year.
Yeah, what has it been in the history of the matchup?
This is different. Faith Lutheran's program is developing. They were a 3A team 4 years ago.
14.5?
14.5 for 5.
Okay, there we go.
I hate doing it. Okay.
Faith Lutheran, I've got plus 14.5. Should be interesting. Looking forward to seeing what happens in this game. I'll leave it at that. We both have Arbor View winning outright, though. Green Valley is hosting Coronado. Struggled with Chaparral last week. Could they struggle back-to-back weeks?
Yeah, Coronado didn't play last week. I actually think, and I'm not taking anybody's advice, if anybody wants to tell me that one team is better than another, used to be back in the day, you talk to a few coaches, they tell you Team A look good at camp, and Team A is good when the season starts. Now, you talk to a coach, he tells you Team A's look good. Guess what? Team A ain't that good. You talk to another coach, he tells you this team's good. Guess what? That team's not good, and neither is that coach's team. I think Green Valley rolls Coronado. I don't care who told me they were good, if they're good or if they're not. I think there's some added motivation for this game because there's a slight rivalry between the schools. There's a flag that goes around. And I think the Gators just get after it on the ground. Give me the Gators big, baby.
Yeah, I can't disagree here. I got the Gators. I don't think
big.
We don't need. Fairly big. Not as big as you. Not 39 points, but maybe like 17, 21, 17. Something in that.
Get the Cadillac started. The Gators are coming through the hole.
We don't need this flag, though. We need to get rid of some of these rivalry. We don't need a flag between Green Valley and Coronado.
Were you the one that was telling? Maybe it was Granger. Did you cover the Green Valley Coronado game one year?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Granger was telling me. It was like, I'm not going to name the person, but it was first year. And so after the game, if you win, you keep the other team's flag. Is that how it works?
I have no idea. I never heard of this. Oh,
but anyways, there were some students that ran on the field to get the flag, and the coach thought that they were like streakers or something. He went over to yell at them and get the, like they were stealing. It was fun. I thought it was funny.
All right. Well, no one's going to be stealing. Well, I guess they will be stealing Coronado's flag. If that's how it happens. Green Valley will win this game.
Under that scenario, they probably have it from last year, though, right?
Yeah. Well. Okay. Who knows how this flag
or if you
works.
Get it back during basketball season. Yeah. Hey, we got not to break the topic, but we got that big fantasy, that big Halloween hoops draft coming up.
True.
Did you see who you got paired with?
I got Freddie Banks, who yells at me every time I see him, so that'll be great. And Grant Rice from Bishop Gorman, who was a little tentative during last year's draft. So I don't know. I might be...
Yeah. They sent me up with two of the great basketball minds in the city, Kevin Soares and Chad Bean. Anyways, let's get back to the Bucks.
I'm just joking. I'm thrilled to be paired with Rice and Banks, just trying to give them a little motivation.
Is Freddie going to be at the draft? Because that'll be fun.
If Freddie's at the draft, he's going to run the draft. I'm probably going to barely even be picking any of the players. All right, well, back to football. Foothill at Basic. Never have I just wanted to shake my head more. I can't believe what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, listen, here's the deal, CK. Basic has Basic to me is a top 10 team, right?
They were a top 5 team to you a couple weeks ago.
Listen, 7 weeks ago, I probably bought too much stock in the Wolves, but it's tough to say.
Coach A told you so much about Team A that you put too much into.
Here's the deal. They started off week one, the middle of October, August, middle of August. They beat a Durango team that looks all of a sudden pretty decent, right?
Yeah, Durango's been impressive the last few weeks.
And Durango, of course, Scott Murdoch, their coach, had left. He had a family emergency. So Durango wasn't exactly stable, but Basic beat them. Next week, Basic is playing Clark. They're up big. Fight happens. Now, all of a sudden, we don't see Basic for 2 weeks. Now it's basically like it's week one. They play Vegas, who's better than we thought. Now they get another week off. It's so that inconsistency is why I'm picking Foothill. And I love the Falcons defense. And I think they got the best player on the field.
And who?
Blakely. Come on, bro.
Okay.
Whose dad played for Basic. Go ahead. Big game. This big game, CK.
The consistency kind of worries me with Foothill, too, if I'm being honest. I feel like they haven't been as good offensively as I had hoped this year. They have a lot of guys back.
And they laid an egg against El Dorado.
Yeah, including Blakely. So, I don't know. I think this game is close. And because I think it was close, I thought for sure you'd be on Basic and I'd be on Foothill. But I'm not switching just because you're trying to join in on this bandwagon and sit next to me. I guess I'm going to scoot down a seat because I don't want you. I don't want you, Johnny, come lately sitting next to me. But I'm staying on Foothill. I say they stay undefeated for another week. We're both on the Falcons. Clark at the aforementioned Durango, who is absolutely rolling right now.
Yeah, Durango, they've got their three guys. And those three guys are really good. The offense is rolling. And I think Durango could be the second best team in that Southwest behind Gorman, of course, which means they'd host the three from Henderson in the playoffs, which means they'd get maybe like a Green Valley under our math.
Yeah, Green Valley basically.
And I would take Durango.
Maybe Foothill still.
Well, Foothill is great. They may win the league now because they're in first place.
They are Liberty's, in first place.
I mean, that's the one thing, and I hate to take 18 steps back in our conversation because people are wanting the picks here, CK, but this whole suspension, right, is going to affect the standings.
Well, if Foothill's as good as you just described, then it really comes down to that Foothill-Liberty game because Liberty would have a win over them. They'd still be the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but say along the way, like, if a Desert Pine slips up to Legacy, who, by the way, the Longhorns are getting healthy. Holloway. Woohoo!
Yeah, so Legacy could be a four still.
Kiefer, Holloway.
I don't even know who that is.
The Roadrunner, bro. Don't you watch cartoons?
I don't know who Holloway is.
He's the fastest player in America.
Okay. All right.
He plays for Legacy.
Still only 2-4, but I agree with you.
Two and
the
four.
Comeback.
How many games has Holloway played?
One or two? I don't know.
All right. Go ahead.
Holloway. Didn't know about him until now, but look out for Holloway. Legacy's Holloway. How did we get off on this? Oh, yeah, Clark and Durango. So you're picking Durango.
I got Durango.
I am as well, but I'm not quite saying they're the number two in the Northwest yet. I still think that what is it? I don't even know what division we're in anymore. The Southwest. Sierra Vista. I still think I'm going to be picking against Durango.
Okay.
I think we both know who the one is going to be, and that is Bishop Gorman. They're hosting Desert Oasis, and they should win big.
I would agree.
All right, so we're both on Gorman. Silverado at Sierra Vista. Silverado, it's been kind of rough for. They might be on the outside looking in that Southwest, even though at the beginning of the year we looked like they had some room to do something. I don't see them winning this game, and right now they're sitting at 2-3. I believe none of the wins in league.
Yeah. Kiefer, read off the name of the Sierra Vista quarterback.
Let me get the actual.
It's on my pick.
In front of me.
It's on my pick. Pull it up on my pick.
Maiava?
Well, he's been great. Maiava to the house. Give me the Lions.
Yep, Jaden Maiava.
They can't run the rock, but they could sling it.
10 touchdowns to 3 interceptions, 758 passing yards, 140 rushing yards, and 3 touchdowns. Seems like they might have found something there. I'm with you. I've got Sierra Vista, who is my number two in the Southwest. Palo Verde at Cimarron Memorial.
Palo, listen, they're 4-1 to their credit. They're playing great D. Cimarron has got a kid that even went off against Arborview, right?
Norwood?
Yeah, I think
he had another good game.
He had a long touchdown run. I think Norwood could affect the outcome of this game. I wouldn't be surprised if Cimarron wins, but I got to take Palo. I think top to bottom they're better, and they've had a week off.
Yeah, I think this is the year Palo's been waiting for to kind of be in the thick of things. They're 4-1 right now. Their confidence is good. I'm not seeing it with Cimarron. I've got Palo Verde here. Go ahead.
We don't do an all-state team or players of the year here because we don't want to. We could, but I don't think it's fair to the kids to have multiple all-state teams because the teams would surely differ, and what are you going to be like? Oh, I'm all-state this, all-state that. My humble opinion.
Okay, that's fine.
But if you were doing an all-state team, would Norwood be the end?
We're talking about all-state teams, then we switch to awards.
Well, he'd be on the All-State
team. He'd be on the All-State team, absolutely. I think MVP is a little tougher discussion. He'd be in the discussion for sure, though. I don't know if he'd be my vote for MVP, but definitely he'd be a finalist.
On a team that's 2-5, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of go with the classic definition of MVP, though, where I don't know. It's tough. You could make a really good case. I'm not arguing with you.
On a team that's 2-5, he's carried the ball 170 times for 1,100 yards with 15 touchdowns. He's also, CK, because he's a stud, completed a pass for 24 yards, and he's got a handful of receptions. But here's the deal. Everybody knows in the whole freaking stadium that he's going to get the ball.
Yeah, he's certainly been incredible. Maybe to this point of the season he'd be the MVP. I think I would have him second best running back in town, though.
Behind?
Can you guess?
Zyrus Fiasu?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the Zyrus Fiasu kid is just on another level, but he's been injured.
You put the
Norwood
kid at Liberty, and Fiasu's only playing safety.
That's possible, too, because they don't want to play him both ways.
Or
so
it'd be fire and ice.
I'm not taking anything away from this kid. He's been incredible. I just don't know if I'd go MVP. Definitely All-State, though. I agree with you on that.
Just a junior.
Just a junior. Wow, it's a whole nother year with him. That's exciting. I also like it's like in that classic mold of the great Cimarron running back. It's been a while since we've had one, but there's been many.
Eddie Wide. Who's the best Cimarron running back of all time?
Well, I don't know because I haven't been here as long as you.
I'm gonna text.
I liked when they had James Poole and Steven Nixon. That might be the best 1-2 ever.
Eddie Wide is my opinion.
I liked the 1-2 with Poole and Nixon. That was unbelievable. Okay, anyway, Shadow Ridge at Centennial could be the closest game of the week.
Yeah, and again, as I talked about earlier, a playoff eliminator. I got to go with the Dogs of Centennial. They weren't great last week against Faith, but I think those young players get it done.
I'm going to go with the Stangs.
I knew you would.
How'd you know I would? I feel like I'm always against Shadow Ridge till this year. I feel like you're solid enough that they've been under Coach Foster. They've just been solid, solid, solid. Eventually, you're going to win me over, and I feel like they're at a point where I can trust them in a game like this.
Yeah, except every year they look great early, and then they fade.
That's
and
very
don't
true. Don't remind me of that. Are you trying to make me come over to your side?
But I tell you what, Travis Foster, I really enjoy. I think he's does a good job. He's got zero team speed, even though the Gomez kid has been decent.
All right, well, we got to move on because you're almost talking me out of it. But I'm going to go with Shadow Ridge for right now. Two well-coached teams, two programs that are on the come up, but I'm going to lean Shadow Ridge here. Rancho at Sunrise Mountain.
Sunrise Mountain.
Sunrise Mountain as well. Your Legacy Longhorns back on the train. You're loving them now with Holloway.
I've loved them since week one.
You backed off that one big time in the middle weeks.
Injuries.
Like they're not as good. Let's roll back the tapes. You never mentioned injuries. You just said Legacy was not as good as we thought.
It's tough to do recon on 36 teams, CK.
All right, let's just.
I got my information.
You jumped off for a little bit.
I got my information right from the source.
All right, well, next time they lose, you can't be saying, they weren't not that great.
The quarterback's back, and the Holloway kid is just every time he touches the ball.
I agree they're going to beat El Dorado, though.
Hey, speaking of legacy, semi-off topic, you remember Casey Hughes?
It's been a lot of off topics in these picks, but okay. Yes, I remember Casey Hughes, number 24, I believe.
Number 24 in your program, number one in your hearts. He played at, remember he committed to Utah, played at Utah?
Forgot about that, but no, okay.
Grad transfer.
Okay.
Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. So now I can't like the kid. Go
wow.
Bucks. Go Bucks.
What's he play at?
Defensive back? Looks like mostly special teams, but yeah.
Huh. I had no idea. Shout out to Casey Hughes. Yeah, that doesn't seem like it was that long ago either that he could be a grad transfer.
I know.
Guess we're just getting old.
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed is that a little grayscale?
Yeah, I definitely have a few. All right.
Welcome to the club. I got the highlights. Go ahead, Case. Let's
Legacy times two on us, though. We both got Legacy. Democracy Prep at Valley.
Another game that I have no clue on. I want to say Valley. I have my heart's with Democracy Prep because I've been out there. It's two equally matched teams, and to be honest with you, I can't remember who I put in the picks.
You've got Valley by
a point. I got Valley all the way. Here we go, Mike. Sorry.
God, I want to go Valley just because I feel like we were fooled by Democracy Prep before. I thought they were going to be better after their last win, and they couldn't really follow it up. I like what they've done defensively, though. At times, they've been really strong defensively. I feel like they're disciplined. Both teams are struggling with numbers. Valley might have the best players. So I'm going to go with that Democracy Prep defense. I'm going to give the Blue Knights one more chance.
Blue Knights.
I'm never going to forgive them if they keep letting you close the gap on me in these picks, though. I'm going with Democracy Prep. Whew, another one that fits with the crazy 3A. We don't know where to go here. Pahrump Valley at Del Sol.
Pahrump Valley's in Vegas. Give me the Dragons. I'd like to think that last week's game was, I have no idea what happened, to be honest with you. They go from scoring 40-some points a game to barely scoring?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to potentially overreact to last week and go with Pahrump Valley. I feel like this is a coin flip. I feel like this could go either way, so I might as well be on the other side of you.
I get another game.
Wow, you're that confident in Del Sol after they put up 7 on Democracy Prep.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know.
I mean, they didn't give up. Do you see that? Democracy had a kickoff return for a touchdown. That's how they got their points.
What is going on with Democracy Prep there? I mean, there's just the most wild stories.
Yeah. Listen to this, man. Does nothing upset you more in high school football than when you give up a kick return for a touchdown?
I mean, it's upsetting, but it happens. It happens at all levels of football.
Yeah, but it's just like, listen, according to the internet, Del Sol limited Democracy Prep to 61 yards, and they still lost.
Wow. You're making me rethink my other pick.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have me rethinking both of them. If Democracy Prep had 61 yards.
Was it windy out on Saturday?
Saturday, I'm usually locked away. I don't go outside much, so I honestly don't know.
Hey, not to toot my own horn, but did you see? You saw the Nevada Press Awards?
I saw we won some things. I don't know where you're going with here. Yeah,
but we won for a story I wrote on Las Vegas High School.
Nice, so congrats!
Champion writing about a champion. So shout out to all our friends at Vegas for the access.
Okay, that was another off topic.
That's
we're
really
about 20
today.
Minutes past Vegas, but yeah. All right, gotcha. I guess I'm stuck with, I already said I was taking Pahrump and Democracy, so I'm taking those two. That might be an 0-2 with Brewer on Valley and Del Sol. Three more games, Mojave at Desert Pines. I think all the Desert Pines suspended players are back now, no lingering effects after they had to forfeit last week's game.
I think they had
game.
One kid that got an extra game.
Okay.
But yeah.
They should beat Mojave, though. Right?
Yeah. Rematch of the state game. All systems are good. But shout out to Mojave because very impressed with how they rallied to win that game against Eldo.
Yeah, sitting 3-3. And I think if you listen back to the first podcast, there's no way we expected them to be 3-3.
They
right
covered
now.
The over. Yeah.
Yeah. They've done well, but I've got Desert Pines here. Western at Cheyenne. I think Cheyenne's going to have a rough week of practice after that showing against Pahrump.
Cheyenne.
I think they'll be ready to go.
I'd give Coach Ward a call, but I don't got a half hour to spare.
Ouch. Do you think he's going to listen? What if he listens to this and doesn't talk to you anymore?
He will. It's my guy.
All right. He will talk to you or he will listen to this?
He
I think
will
it's more likely he'll talk to you.
He will listen to us and he'll talk to us. I told him at the beginning of the year he comes in. He's from Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, it's small town Texas, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, kind of looking at the schedule with him. He's like, I think we could be really good. We went to this UNLV camp. The kids are getting the offense. And I'm like, well, that trip to Pahrump's going to be rough on you. And he didn't see it.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I was sitting there when you were talking to him.
Yeah. Case, it's just, there's so much traffic. You're on that bus forever. And then you get off and it's like, oh, God, there's people at this game. Because usually in the 3A, there's nobody there.
I still think that can't all excuse a 26-point loss. They also had to have done some other things wrong.
Yeah.
I agree, though. It's hard to win in Pahrump. You're right.
But why don't you just give Joe Clayton the credit he deserves?
Yeah, for sure. Pahrump, I'm giving them the credit they deserve. I'm picking them this week. It's more than we can say for you.
That's all right. I'm on the Dragon.
All right, one last game. Virgin Valley, another team that you like your theory of. If this was at Virgin Valley, I'm pretty sure your pick would be flipped.
You're right about that. I pick Spring Valley in this game. I just think that this opponent is the Grizzlies should be a 3A team. They're stuck in the 4A. This is a team they could beat, and Virgin's coming to Spring Valley.
Your theory, I feel like, is working really well for you this year. I feel like you've picking these teams at home and against them on the road and in close games has gone your way. Virgin Valley 6-1, but a lot of those wins are super close games. Spring Valley 2-3. This is a tough one for me. I kind of lean towards you being right here, though. I think I'm gonna have to go with the Grizzlies. As much as I want to disagree with you and be wrong on a different game. All right, one more off topic. What's it gonna be? Because I can tell.
Look at Carla. She sent me a picture of our dogs.
Brewers two dogs, one of which I've never seen before till now. I don't think both in pumpkin costumes.
Yeah. Well, you've never met Muffin?
I don't think so.
Oh,
isn't that relatively new?
Yeah, well, we got her around the holidays last year for the kids.
Yeah. All right, so two pumpkin dogs. There you go. You're not a big Halloween guy, though, so I'm surprised you're getting as much joy out of this as you are.
Well, my son was born.
Well, I know it's your son's birthday, though, but I remember when your son was born, you're like, this is my least favorite holiday.
Yeah, it is. You know me. I like Thanksgiving. I like the food. I like the football. I like the family.
All right, well, beautiful picture of Brewer's two dogs, Muffin and... what's it?
Teddy Bender.
All right, and that is a great place to end it on a episode where we went all kinds of off track. Can't wait for week 8 of high school football. We'll be back next Monday to break it all down and look ahead to week 9. Thanks for listening. Prep Sports Now.